Everybody needs to settle down because you are still listening to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Would you believe it? I have a cold.
My baby's got a cold. Would you believe it? My baby's got a cold. Would you believe it? We still go rock and roll.
Yes, I have a cold, but I've never felt better in my life.
Well, I've been drinking all day. And I've been drinking tequila all day. And I know that relief is just a swallow away. I'm flying high like a rocket out of space. My baby's got a cold. Would you believe it? My baby's got a cold. Would you believe it? We still go rock and roll.
Have a cold, but I've never felt better in my life.
Believe it. all your mind. Your lips taste just like cherry pie. I'm gonna love, love, love you till the day I die. You better believe it that I am in love with you. You better believe it that I'll be true to you. You better believe it that I'll be true to you. You better believe it that I'm in love with you.
Survive by the rule of fire, and they needed lumber. So when they heard a roar, they located a cave and walked in, not to hear the noise. And in the cave, they would holler, and after everything was settled, they'd come out of the cave. It was God's wish that they turn over into new beings. Let's see now. When they got outside of a pit, they destroyed one another. Giant of the apes, he ran away so he could ask God for power to change over to human beings. And he told him that if they didn't behave themselves, these small apes, they wouldn't have any changeover. They made a movie of this. It's called 1001 Real Apes.
Now you won't believe this.
Oh, I believe you.
But I've never been kissed.
I said I believe
you. No, you won't believe this.
Yes, I will.
I'm an innocent miss.
Will you please be still?
Now I've just turned sweet 16 and I'm out here on my own.
Now, good gal, if you don't be still, you're gonna find yourself alone. 'Cause I believe you.
Little bald-headed flirt. Now he hands me the darndest line. He must think I'm a jerk. He hunts around for a place to park. He thinks he's mighty sly. He starts to wiggle those hound dog ears and he begins to sigh.
Now you won't believe this.
I won't believe what?
You're a sweet little miss.
Oh, I believe you.
Oh, you won't believe this.
What's on your mind?
But I've never been kissed.
Hey, that's my line.
Come here, sweet mama, let's have a little hug, cause you're the kind I like.
Now, sweet papa, get a hold of yourself, or I'll get out and hike, cause I don't believe. To him I say, now sweet daddy, get a hold of yourself, there's another one on the way.
Now you won't believe this.
Oh, I believe.
It started from a kiss.
How well I know.
Oh, you won't believe this.
Oh, yes I do.
It was an innocent kiss.
I'm innocent too.
Come here, sweet mama, let's have a little kiss, let's start all over again.
Now sweet daddy, get a hold of yourself, that's how it all begin, cause I believe you.
Me too. Kinda funny, ain't it?
I love all the roar and the rattle, the lure and the billow of cattle, and I love to see the cowboys at the rodeo. The quirt I can hear it singing, and I can see lariat swinging. And my heart is always happy at the rodeo. I wanna be a real cowboy girl and wear all of the golden straps and know how it feels to wear spurs on my heels, then strut about in my shack. I want a toad, a six-shooter too, wear a belt that is 4 inches wide, then ride like the deuce on a buckskin cayuse with a cowboy I love by my side. Oodle-dee, oodle-dee-o, oodle-dee-o. I dream of a song and it lingers in my heart. I can hear all the singers as they sing of love and friendship at the rodeo. How I'd love to ride in the open on a great big cayuse just loping. I'll be happy with my cowboy from the rodeo. I wanna be a real cowboy girl and wear all the buckles and straps and know how it feels to wear spurs on my heels. Men strut about in my shack. I wanna wear a 10-gallon hat and a belt that is 4 inches wide. Then bulldog a steer at a fair every year and jump on my pony and ride. Lay, 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 lay
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I just love you kids over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I was just stopping for a moment at the image from the Girls of the Golden West. I want to be a real cowboy girl. That was released on the Montgomery Ward record label. I love the Churlman Joe. Sweet Joe Silver, Churlman of the Board of the New York office here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. He went straight for the Monkey Ward. I love that. Because that was where we went as I grew up. And the clock radio that I had as a child in my room that I used as my alarm clock was a Monkey Ward, very early digital, not LED digital. Well, not LED, LCD. I guess I'd be LCD. Not one of those little flip clocks. You know what I mean when I say flip clocks. But that was the radio that I was listening to when I heard that John Lennon was shot. When I shouldn't have been listening to the radio at all. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, just stuff. Stuff. I think, you think, we all think. You just get to post about it more over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. That's all I'm saying here. Hey, by the way, you need to think about your future. Go to feedthepig.org. Because now it's time to think about the radio obituaries. And what a better time. There is no better time than the radio obituaries for you to be thinking about your future. That's just what I want to say right now. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And these days, weeks and months. No, I don't think I have months right now. I think I just have weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if there's December people still in there, though. But that's another story. Let's talk about these people right now, shall we? Okay, yes. We want to thank, as we always do first off, we want to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. He's the best. Our initial radio obituary tonight is for Abe Vigoda. The actor, known for a number of roles, but mostly for his portrayals in The Godfather and in Barney Miller, of course, that was the character of Detective Sergeant Fish from 1975 through 77, as well as its spinoff show, Fish, from 77 to 78, because it didn't last very long. You heard so much about him this week. I'm just going to say that Abe Vigoda just passed away at 94. And I just want to thank, this time around, our associate producer and valet, when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boak, for helping to hone me on this one, because I didn't know what to do for Abe Vigoda, because I was overlooking the most obvious thing. So Fred suggested that obvious thing, and it was the smart thing. So I'm not going to do what you said to do, Fred, so you can still do what you said you were going to do, but I'm going to do a little miniature version of that very thing. Was that a long walk around the block for that? That's okay if it was. I think it was just fine. We're going to send this first one out to Bud Travis as part of the initial radio obituary for Abe Vigoda right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've fallen in love with you, I'm taking it badly. Freezing, burning, tossing, turning, never know when to laugh or cry. Just look what our dumb friends do, they welcome it gladly. Passion in a dromedary doesn't go so deep. Camels, when they're mating, never sob themselves to sleep. Buffaloes can revel in it, so can any sheep. Why can't I? Any little fish can swim, any little bird can fly. Any little dog or any little cat can do a bit of this and just a bit of that. Any little horse can neigh, and any little cow can moo. But I can't do anything at all but just love you. Any little cock can crow, any little fox can run. Any little crab on any little shore can have a little dab and then a little more. Any little owl can hoot to whit to woo, and any little dove can coo. But I can't do anything at all but just love you. You pulled me across the brink, you've chained me and bound me. No escape now, where's the grape now? When is the funeral going to be? Whenever I stop to think, see nature all round me, then I see how stupidly monogamous I am. A lion in the circumstances wouldn't give a damn. For if there were no lioness, he'd lie down with a lamb. Why not me? Any little bug can bite, any little bee can buzz. Any little snail on any little oak can feel a little frail and have a little joke. Any little frog can jump like any little kangaroo. But I can't do anything at all but just love you. Any little duck can quack, any little worm can crawl. Any little mole can frolic in the sun and make a little hole and have a little fun. Any little snake can hiss in any little local zoo. But I can't do anything at all but just love you.
Is it a salmon that comes in a can?
No.
Is it a flounder you fry in a pan?
No.
What is this new dance I'm asking you, man? They call it the fish. Is it a tuna you catch on your hook?
Yeah, I hear somebody I really didn't expect to meet. Well, what you doing down here on Rampart Street?
Well, Jackie, I am down here to try to have me a ball at one of these Saturday fish
rides.
What's that? Ain't you ever been in New Orleans? Yeah, well, you can understand what I mean. All through the week is cries of mouth, but on Saturday night they go from house to house and they're rocking.
You mean they're rocking?
I'm telling you, they're rocking.
No kidding.
You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Oh, yes, they're rocking.
Girl, you say they're rocking.
These people are moving.
No kidding.
I'm telling you, never seen such a scuffling and a shuffling till the break of dawn.
I think I'd like that.
Oh, you love it.
Wait a minute. Listen, Pearl. What's the admission?
Oh, nothing. Just be an entertainer or a musician. Say, look, you got anything to do?
No, I believe I'll go on down to the fish fry with you.
Come on, then. Nice?
Wait a minute, Pearl. Am I seeing double?
No, what's the matter? We just got here. We going to have some trouble?
No, I don't want to bring you down, but your old man's over there in the corner acting like a clown.
What is he doing?
He's rocking, baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's rocking.
Is he alone?
You never seen sis dancing and prancing until the break of dawn.
Well, I'm going to undance him in a minute.
He's rocking.
Oh, you don't mean to tell me.
Girl, that man is rocking.
Well, how can he upset my nerves?
You never seen sis dancing and prancing until the break of dawn.
Well, I hate to break up the party, but I'm going to break it up
now. Now, wait a minute, Pearl.
What?
Stop.
What's the matter?
Honey, here comes the cop.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going on the piano and hide.
It's too late, sister. I think we are all going for a ride.
I don't care. Did you get any of that punch that they served?
Yes, baby. It really upset my nerves.
Hey, look here, girl. Before the cops came, oh me, oh my. We were
just having a ball.
Were
we? That fish fry.
We were rocking.
Baby, we were rocking.
Yes, we were rocking.
Oh, did you see us,
I'm telling you, never seen such a moving in a groove until the break of dawn. What were we telling them of?
I mean, we were rocking.
I thought we upset them a little.
Baby, we were rocking.
I mean, we were moving.
You never seen such a open and a boopin' till the break of dawn.
Yes, we were rockin'.
Well, we was scared all right.
Did you notice how the dress that we had on upset him?
Did you see my coat? Why, it was disastrous.
So much jealousy, but honey, we was rockin'.
I gotta tell you about this whale. Very pale whale. Was always hungry.
Pale.
He'd eat starfish and whale. Garfish, crab and dab, place and dace, skate and his mate, and mackerel and pickerel. And he loved the twirly-whirly eel.
I like eel myself.
Anything he could eat that was fishy. The whale, this pale whale, would love.
Dover sole is one of my favorites.
There was only one fish left.
Amandine.
An ishfish, a very small fish that hid just behind the whale's right ear so he could talk to him in confidence.
Ishfish.
The whale stood on his tail and said, I'm hungry.
Ishfish.
And the ishfish said, you should try man. Have you ever tasted man?
What kind of fish is this?
No. Ish. What's it like? Oh, it's nice, said the ish fish. Nice, but nubbly. Fetch me some. I'll eat 'em. Oh, no, you only have one man at a time. That's the way it's been since Jonah. And so the ish fish told the pale whale where he could find a man. And the whale swam. And he swam, and he opened his mouth back, 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 till it nearly touched his tail, and he swallowed his first man.
A whale is an aquatic mammal, the order of cetacea.
It was me.
Its skin.
There I was inside this whale.
It's almost hairless.
In my blue jeans.
Layer of fat.
My
blubber.
Shirt that I got at the department store, the little check shirt.
Orland.
My little green vest.
Swimming flippers.
My big clobbery shoes.
No hind limbs, they're absent.
Felt funny. I know exactly how Jonah felt.
Fluke tail.
So I began to dance. I danced and I pranced.
Whale.
And I banged and clanged. I hit and bit.
A number of times.
And leaped and creeped and prowled and howled and hopped and dropped and cried and sighed and crawled and bawled and stepped and leapt and I danced as I'd never danced before. And the whale hated the hiccups I'd caused. He said, come out. The ishfish told him I wouldn't come out. Not unless he'd take me home. So the whale swam and swam and swam.
Usually
hippo flippers and tail as hard as he could until he got closer and closer to home. And then, in his whalish voice, he said, "Belmont, change for Ravenswood." And I stepped out, went home to my mother, who had given me leave to trail my toes in the water. And I married and had children and lived happily ever after. So did the whale. But from that day on, the grating in his throat wouldn't let him cough up or swallow down anything except very small fish.
Oh, that's rather nice.
And that's the reason why whales nowadays never eat men.
Children.
Or boys.
Little children.
Or little girls.
Or children. The way it is.
The ishfish went in hiding.
He
was afraid the whale would be angry with him.
And eat him, you know. He's an ish.
Now, I sit here and remember. The time I was wearing my blue jeans.
Your words about the
in the shirt
or catch
I got at the department store.
These force of
the green vest. Oh yes. And the suspenders that I left behind in the whale's throat.
The dolphin and the porpoise.
That's the end.
That's the end.
Of that whale tale.
Them fishtail cars. Well, she wears fur coats, hangs out in all the fancy bars. Well, she likes to glamorize like the big time Hollywood stars. Well, she sits in the tavern, drinking back. In walks a cat with a big Cadillac. Then they leave, go riding someplace. That's when they wave that fishtail in my face. Have you ever chased a fishtail, trying to track your woman down? Well, boys, let me tell you, them Cadillacs sure hold around. And I can't go any faster.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Dale Buffin Griffin, the English drummer and founding member of the 70s rock band Mott the Hoople. During the 80s, he produced albums for Hanoi Rocks and The Cult, and tons of other people. I don't even need to go down that list. He went on to produce numerous BBC Radio 1 John Peel sessions from 1981 through 84. Now that is a crazy list. Dale Griffin just passed away at 67. We're going to hear somebody he produced in those later days. One of my favorites, really. Couldn't find the one I wanted because it was on cassette and I wasn't willing to go there. I'm just not willing to go there sometimes. 30th anniversary be damned. I don't want to get into the cassettes. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Dale Griffin right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Like the fuzz tones. I did. It was so nice to see that he produced so much of their stuff. But the penultimate radio obituary is for Paul Kantner, the original lead guitarist for the 60s counterculture rock band Jefferson Airplane. They broke up in 1984. You know, Starship in between. But reformed in 1991. Kantner continued to perform and record under the Jefferson Whatever name until as recently as 2013. In 1996, he and Jefferson Airplane bandmates were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like that matters to anyone? Paul Kantner just passed away at 74. We want to thank our spiritual advisor, He's our Swami, Polly C., for taking care of this obit tonight. I just said, here, do this. And he said, okay. Because that's the kind of spiritual advisor he is. See, this show is a team effort, and I love that about this show. Even if you're not, like, actively handing something to me, you're still part of it. You're still contributing, inspiring. You're all snuggled into it. Don't even think that you're not. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Paul Kantner right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. don't even know if there is 1 gram of doubt. Oh, let me in, baby. You're driving me crazy. You're playing games in my mind.
The Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Clarence Reed, the R&B singer who moonlighted? As the innovative, masked, and explicit rapper? Blowfly. He was one of the main songwriters for the Miami label TK Records, and he penned a string of songs in the 60s and 70s for numerous soul and funk artists, including Glenn McRae, Betty Wright, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sam and Dave, Bobby Bird. Oh my goodness, it was crazy. And then there was Blowfly. His outlet for performing comedic, explicit songs that over the years traversed the genres of soul, R&B, and hip-hop. He's considered one of the earliest rappers by some. I don't know who, but that's what everybody says. His debut was The Weird Wild World of Blowfly in 1971. And as Blowfly, he released upwards of 25 albums bearing titles like Porno Freak, Blowfly's Party, Blowfly and the Temple of Doom, and Fahrenheit 69. He was great. He was supposed to release one more LP this year. Say it with me, people. I know our associate producer and valet, Fred Boak, knows what I'm talking about. It was going to be titled 77 Rusty Trombones. Clarence Reed, a.k.a. Blowfly, just passed away at 76. Let's hope those students don't show up so I can finish this obit the way it ought to be finished. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Clarence Reed, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And we'll go to bed. Give me that old 69. Give me that old 69. Give of fun, tongue in cheek. Give me that old 69. Some folks lay the simple way, but old blowfly of all of the trends. Because sexually, I'd much rather be meeting at opposite ends. Give me that old 69. Give me yours and you'll get mine. Won't you let me arrange this even exchange? Give me that old 69. Thank you, ma'am. Play doc with every nerve. But after that, it's all old hat. I gotta be in reverse. Give me that old 69. Give me that old 69. You can tell how I'm hung by the tip of your tongue. And to know where I've been, check the smell of my chin. Put your thing to my face. Cause not a thing can replace that old 69. Just turn right around here, baby.
Well, we only have one more to go on the Blowfly Ultimate Radio.